paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, it's the beginning of a new week. And in line with that, we're starting off with a very, very unique show this week. You know, when I have my good friend Brooks Kubik come on, we talk about the fathers of physical culture. We hearken back to the early years, the beginnings of what we've learned and what we promote today on the show. But what about the young people who are being influenced by these types of shows, physical culture, whether it be through a sports influence or desire for greater health? Maybe they see their own relatives becoming frail and they get it at an early age. What about them? Are they out there? Are there people being transformed? We know that there's lots of childhood obesity out there. But there's got to be the other side of the coin, the yin and the yang. So today's show is dedicated to the young superhumans out there. We want to promote them because we want other kids to see that this is a way of life that is worth looking into now and not when you're older and then you're trying to save your own life. So during the first hour, we're going to have Armistead Legg on the show. He is a 16-year-old personal trainer. That's right. And he trains adults, and he has his own podcast, his own blog, and he's quite an exciting individual. We're going to be talking to him the first hour. Second hour, we have a 10-year-old. That's right, a 10-year-old. The kid is ripped to shreds, very, very muscular. He has his own DVDs, actually invented three exercises all by himself. His name is CJ Center, and we're going to have him and his dad, Carlos, on the show to talk about CJ's desires for a future within physical culture and how he got started. So I'm hoping that these two guests today will influence other kids out there to grab on and get involved as opposed to sitting there with their, Wii exercise device or sitting in front of the TV all day long and vegging out and becoming part of the walking dead that occupy this country today. Just want to remind everybody also that Orbit Nutrition now has daily specials, and you just have to go to their website, look on the left-hand side for the daily specials link, click it, and you'll find they blow out things left and right. You got to check every day because they're constantly changing it. Go to orbitnutrition.com. Okay, my first guest, his name is Armistead Legg. How you doing, Army?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, you're a 16-year-old, correct?
Yep.
Okay. How did you get started in this world of fitness and nutrition?
Oh, wow. Basically, I guess there wasn't any specific point that really started my interest. I've always been kind of in with, my dad is kind of an endurance athlete, never very competitive, but he's always done triathlons and cycling. He was in the weightlifting in college. And so I kind of grew up around that, and I started very young just kind of tinkering with my food or with my exercise program. Like I would go running with him, or I'd lift weights with him and that kind of thing, and just kind of seeing how different things influence my performance. Like, if I ate this one day, did I feel better the next day? Like, did I sleep more this night? How did that impact my workout? And that kind of thing. But I ended up taking it kind of too far, and I ended up with an eating disorder at one point, and I starved myself.
Okay, let's, there's a lot to cover here. So, first of all, I want to ask you some questions about your dad, first of all. Is your dad still very active today?
He is. I think he's actually off working out right now. He's not competitive, but he's a very fit guy. He works out and lifts weights a lot. He's very into cycling. We both are, and so he still does a lot of that.
So do you train with him once in a while?
I used to train with him a lot more. I don't train with him as much now just because my training is very different from his. Like, he's still kind of into the long cardio, and I'm into the more kind of short, intense hard workout.
Yeah, you gotta help convert him a little bit.
I'm trying. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, obviously, we know that cardiovascular exercise is important, but it's not nearly as important as resistance training when we talk about, especially for your dad, for staving off age-related disease and adding muscle to the carcass that will help him get through life better. Quite often that long, arduous cardiovascular stuff just kind of eats muscle up over time. So, but anyway.
Yeah.
So now talk to me about your eating. Talk to me about your eating disorder. So what kind of eating disorder did you develop?
Basically, it's not even technically classified as an eating disorder at this point, even though it probably should be. But what most people are calling it is orthorexia, because my goal was never to lose weight. Like, I never had body image problems. I never, like, felt like I was fat or compared myself to others, really. I just, like, I want to be awesome. I want to be, like, a superhuman, you know?
Right, right.
And so, and obviously the whole kind of, and that's one other thing I should mention, is, like, my dad is not necessarily, as probably evidenced by his kind of cardio addiction, is he's not very up on, like, kind of the latest stuff
right.
when it comes to fitness and everything.
Right, right.
He's more of, like, the USDA food pyramid, like, saturated fat is bad, and, like,
grains,
all that kind
like,
of stuff.
Like, grains are healthy, soy isn't bad for you. Well, you got to get him to start listening to this show. We'll convert him for you. Don't worry about it.
we'll see. I'm not even sure he wants me talking about him, but it's all good.
That's okay. We're going to move on from that. So, orthorexia, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't orthorexia when people have, like, almost obsessive compulsive to have to eat every so often and eat certain foods and so on?
Absolutely, yeah. It's very restrictive. It basically, like, and it's a very, very kind of vague, broad diagnosis. Anyway, I always said there are about as many eating disorders as there are people with them.
Right.
At least different types.
Right.
And so, like, some people might be like, oh, I can't eat meat because, like, or I can't eat cooked meat because they've, like, cooked the soul out of it and stuff like that. And that wasn't, like, my deal. It was just like, okay, I keep hearing saturated fat is bad for me, so I'm going to get rid of saturated fat.
Right.
Then I hear that, like, you have to count calories and they need to cut calories out. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to start lowering calories. And so I ended up going down to, like, 92 pounds when I was, like, 5'7". I ended up with a heart rate of, like, 32. I could barely walk and stuff like that. And that happened twice. So I ended up going to the hospital and, like, the hospital was just horrible. Like, the nutrition, everything. Like, we weren't allowed to stand during the entire day. We were forced to sit, and the food was terrible. Just that whole USDA thing. We literally had periods where we wouldn't see a piece of fresh fruit or even any kind of vegetable, like canned or whatever, for
right.
like 3 days at a time. And, like, pudding counted as a meat, like a serving of meat.
Right, right.
It was just ridiculous, yeah. And so at that point, I really was like, I'm just going to say screw it with all this other stuff. Like, I'm just going to start looking at it. And so I would spend, like, while I was in the hospital, I would spend, like, hours on PubMed. I would, like, reading all these books and stuff. They didn't take them from me.
You were, like, the worst possible patient they could have because you wanted to understand this stuff yourself. You
exactly.
You weren't willing to just turn everything over to them and say, I trust that you'll do the right thing. Fix me.
Oh, that's exactly the case. And they literally told me that. They said, like, in order for this to succeed, you need to just trust us and let us handle it.
Yeah,
and
right.
I said, hell
right.
no.
BS.
So,
BS.
Yeah.
Now, what the deficiencies that you developed, what did you determine? What was lacking in your diet that ended up creating some of these deficiencies? What were you deficient in?
Well, they, of course, never wanted to show me any of the blood work, even though I asked. But I was probably deficient in just about everything, honestly. Like,
it sounds like you probably had were you hypokalemic? Do you know if you had very low potassium levels, for instance?
Honestly, I never got to see any of that information.
Yeah.
But all I know is that I was really in a really bad shape, and I'm probably lucky I didn't die at some point, because I was still exercising extremely hard throughout that entire time. I definitely overtrained during all that.
Right.
So, yeah, and the main thing that was missing from my diet was just calories. Like, I was literally trying to subsist on, like, 600 calories a day at one point, and it was just stupid. And because I still kept thinking that whole caloric balance equation, like, if you eat more than you burn, like, you're going to get that, and
right.
that kind of thing. And so...
Isn't it amazing, like, once you realize that a calorie is not a calorie... And you get it, and it starts working for you. And when you and your friends go to you, wow, you look great. What are you doing? And as soon as you challenge that calorie thing, they lose it. They even though you're walking evidence, they won't hear you anyway. It's like they just say, oh no, that can't be because you know a calorie is a, you got to eat less calories and burn more if you want to lose weight.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was talking to one of my friends, Dave Asprey, who's, I think, I forget exactly where he is in the Life Extension Foundation. I think he might be, like, the president and chairman or something like that.
Right.
He's a really cool guy, and he eats, like, 4,500 calories a day. He doesn't exercise very much. But it's just the way he's manipulated his diet, he's been able to figure it out. And, like, I'm the same way. Like, I eat, like, 4,000 calories a day, but, like, the way that what I'm eating and the way I'm, like, handling my lifestyle, everything, like, it doesn't matter. And, like, I used to be able to maintain on, like, 2,000 calories a day.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. I've got lots of questions for you. We're talking right now with Armistead Legg. Later in the show, we'll have CJ Center on. These are examples of young, aspiring superhumans. And there's got to be more kids out there that need to hear these stories. You don't have childhood obesity is completely avoidable. If your parents aren't smart enough to give you the right guidance, then you got to look elsewhere. And people like Armistead and CJ are where you have to go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to AgeForce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
You create. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Armistead Legg. He is a 16-year-old who embodies all of the characteristics that we talk about of being superhuman on this show. He saved his own life. That's usually where it starts, Army. What I've found is that the majority of people, and there's millions of us out there. You happen to host a podcast. I host a radio show.
There are a lot more of us out there than people know about. And usually the event, the epiphany, the turning point for most of us is we get sick and all of a sudden we realize that the doctors have nothing to offer us and we have to take it upon ourselves to make ourselves better. And it sounds like that happened to you at a very young age. Now, how long ago did you get better? Let's put it that way. When did your journey to health start?
Well, I would say that, like, technically my journey has been since I was born, but, like, the real kind of tipping point, I guess, was probably about 3 years ago. It was in the summer of 2008 when I was 13, is when the first thing, incident happened, and then it happened a few months later where I ended up going back, because when I came home, like, basically the whole treatment, so-called treatment plan was like, oh, you're just going to eat this way, you're going to eat 3 meals a day, you're gonna, with snacks, and you're going to do da-da-da-da, and I was like, no, this is wrong, and it doesn't make any sense, and so... But I didn't really have any alternative. Like, I knew somewhat about good nutrition, like, based on the USA food pyramid. But I still didn't have a very good understanding of, like, calories and, just kind of real food quality.
Where did you turn for information? I have to believe, when did you start listening to this show, to Superhuman Radio?
I've probably been listening to this show for about a year, so, not, like, right away. Like, the first stuff I really came across was like the kind of paleo culture,
right?
And like
right.
from the paleo diet, because I started basically like part of my thing was I had even when I was younger, like the foods that I really loved, like that I could eat like all day, were like fruit, meat, vegetables, like that kind of stuff. Like it wasn't grains. Like I always kind of ate grains because like oh those are healthy, so that's what I'm supposed to eat.
Right.
It wasn't because they like, actually tasted that great. And same with like fat-free milk and stuff like that. It's like this stuff doesn't taste kind of like water mixed with calcium. It doesn't really taste that great, but
right.
whatever. And so I basically, like, when I came back the second time, I was like, screw this. I'm just going to eat the stuff that I loved when I was little, and things started to fall into place. And so I started to look up, like, okay, are there any diets that are kind of like this? And it turned out that the paleo diet was pretty much what I was eating, and I was like, oh, that's cool.
Right.
So I got into that.
Okay. All right, so 2008 starts your journey into what I like to call, you know, uncovering the Wizard of Oz, realizing that the medical orthodoxy really has nothing to offer you. Did you get resistance from your parents when you said, no, I'm not going to follow the doctor's advice. I'm going to find my own way back? Because obviously they're looking at you like, no, you found your own way to getting sick. We're not going to let you just do this on your own. Was that kind of resistance occurring?
Oh, absolutely. And especially, not to like pick on people, but like, my dad was harder on that and he still has trouble with it. My mom has pretty much said, like, whatever, he looks great, he's doing really well, he must at least have something figured out. My dad's still on one side of, like, USDA food pyramid's healthy and stuff like that, but, so, I did get a lot of resistance at first, and especially the second, or the first time I came back, as I said, like, it was really hard, because they were trying to, they were concerned, obviously, because I had been in a really tough spot, but at the same time, they were trying to listen to the medical authorities, who had no idea what they were doing. And as I later found out, like, most doctors literally have, like, 1 week of two-hour classes of nutritional training, and that's, like, optional.
Right.
But, yeah. And that's why
most physicians are fat. I have to believe, think back of your journey through this. Think about some of the physicians that counseled you. Were any of them healthy looking? Were any of them guys that you looked at and thought, or gals that you looked at and thought, wow, this person is amazingly healthy looking and has a great physique. They must have the answers. Did anybody strike you that way?
Not a single person. I will say that there was one very thin woman who was an administrator. But again, I wouldn't say I wanted to look like her. I mean, she had like no muscles. She was just kind of nothing. And then you're right, absolutely right. The majority of them were not just overweight. They were obese. And I remember sitting down at a table with I forget her exact title, but she's psychobabble, like, we're going to make you feel better about looking horrible and being unhealthy.
Yeah, right.
But she was, like, a 350-pound woman, and she sat there and looked at me and said, well, you know a calorie isn't a calorie. And I just stopped talking. I was like, I can't deal with these people. Like, right. They just have no idea what they're talking about.
Right, right.
And so, yeah.
So,
you're absolutely right,
and see, I said that recently to Dr. Matt Andre on the show. And I said, you know, would you, I said, would you trust a doctor who's obese? And he said yes, because if he has information that I want. But I wouldn't. I got to tell you, I wouldn't go to a mechanic whose car is constantly broken down. I absolutely would not go to a chef who constantly gives himself food poisoning. And I definitely don't want to go to a doctor who is unhealthy, because they're supposed to have the answers. Surely they have the answers, and they're in the medical orthodoxy. But if they're unhealthy, if they're sickly looking, if they're obese, if they are tired, if they're worn out, if they have all those things that I am trying to avoid or escape from, why would I go to them and ask them for answers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are some people, like, if I was having, like, a hip replacement and I needed, like, somebody to change my hip, maybe there's, like, some guy who is mildly overweight, but he was, like, the best hip surgeon in the world, and the reason he was overweight is because he was always staying up studying, like, I might be like, okay, you might be all right. But if I'm going for, like, nutritional advice or, like, lifestyle kind of coaching and that kind of thing, or just general, like, health care instead of sick care, then, yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, you want somebody who embodies the principles they're trying to get across. And if they can't manage their own life, they're not going to be able to manage yours or help you with yours.
And you know what? You cannot ask a doctor what medications are you on, because we've been talking about this internally here at the show because of HIPAA. The Health Information Protection Act. And so HIPAA precludes anybody from knowing anything about you except your physician and you, and they cannot release any information. That's because nobody wants an insurance company finding out these things. But the reality is, I should be able to know. If my doctor knows what medications I'm on, then I should be able to know what medications he's on. And I want to know what medications my doctor's on, because if my doctor's taking 11 meds, I don't want him, because his approach to medicine and health is a medication will fix everything. He's going to end up writing prescriptions for me, because it's okay for him, it's going to be okay for me.
Absolutely. So, I think you do have to, yeah, like, your medical professional should disclose exactly, like, what his philosophy is about care, and tell you, like, why exactly he's doing everything he does. Like, he can't just say, like, and I love Chris Kresser. I don't know if you heard of him. He blogs over at a blog called the healthyskeptic.org.
I have heard of him. Yeah,
he's a great guy. And I love how I remember listening to one of his podcasts, and he said, like, these doctors would get these people who have, like, hypothyroidism, and they'd say, like, we're talking about their favorite treatment options, and they'd say things like, oh, yeah, I like Armour, or I like Synthroid. It's like, you can't just say, like, you like a certain drug. It's like, or the people will say, like, I like a certain statin, but you have to match it with the actual person. You can't just, like, kind of randomly prescribe stuff, and that's right. Honestly what a lot of them do.
Exactly. All right, let's talk about your nutritional protocols today. So you're eating 4,500 calories a day right now, correct?
Yeah, usually about 4,000 to 4,500.
And what's your training like? How often do you train? When do you train? What kind of training do you do?
I do a fair amount of training compared to probably what most people would do, and it's honestly a lot less than I used to do. Like, for instance, I had a triathlon yesterday, so today was I was going to take it a little easier. So I did a pretty easy half-hour bike ride into the gym. I did, like, a 20-minute swim, just kind of loosen up. And then I did about a half an hour lifting weights, and then I did a 30-minute bike ride back. On any given day, I'll probably be actually working out for anywhere between maybe 1.5 to 3 hours on a long day.
Okay.
But, like, and I don't want people to think, like, they have to work out, like, that much. Like, you really, it doesn't take that much.
No, you enjoy it. You enjoy it, obviously.
Exactly, yeah, and that's the other thing. I enjoy doing that kind of thing. But in terms of when I do it, I've always loved, like, working out in the morning. Like, I am just a different person in the afternoon. Like, if it's the afternoon, I just want to sit around and, like, work on my computer or, like, just kind of mess around the yard, that kind of thing. Like, in the morning, I'm ready to go. And so I'll usually get up, do my first session. I train almost exclusively fasted. So I love fasted training.
How long have you been doing fast? Well, we'll get back into that. So you train first thing in the morning, you get up, and you do your first session. What is your first session?
It'll depend. So my training is very periodized. I do triathlons, and so, like, today, obviously I said I did my bike ride, but on any given week, like, let's say I'll get up and do a run, and then I usually do, like, a few plyometrics actually before I do running, because I find that really helps get my muscles firing right.
Right.
But I'll do my run. Maybe that'll be, like, 4 or 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm doing. I'll come back, do some recovery and, like, mobility work. Then maybe I'll go to, like, the pool, and then I'll do, like, a weight training session after that. And I'll usually go to the pool, like, maybe 2 or 3 hours after the run. And, like, after that, I can pretty much chill the rest of the day. Like, I like kind of, I love working out, but I also love getting it done. And so that's usually what
now,
I'll do.
I have to imagine you're in high school now, right?
Sort of, yeah. I'm kind of like a homeschool thing, but I'm not really, like,
Are you homeschooled, or are you doing the course by internet? Like that? A lot of the public schools are now offering in many of the more progressive cities where you can get a high school diploma from home now on the computer. Are you doing that?
I am doing that, but it's not through my high school, so I guess we're not that progressive. But
okay.
Yeah, and so, but I'm hoping I can actually kind of shortcut that and get a GED, because again, like, the stuff I'm learning is just ridiculous and. Not really. It's not, I hate to use a buzzword like functional, but it's not functional knowledge. It's not actionable knowledge. It's kind of general. Like, how many troops came across the Atlantic during the Revolutionary War?
Hey, you're talking to a guy who got a GED. I dropped out of high school because of, I was a very, very bad kid. Let's just leave it there. And I dropped out of high school and then decided to go back to high school. I passed the GED the very, very first time I took it. I did not study for it at all, and then went on to college because I was studying optometry. And so I hear you. You know, I'm not trying to discourage people from high school, but what I am saying is that high schools need to become more sensitive to the changes in our economy and social structure, and they need to not give kids, load down kids with all of this minutiae type stuff and try to become more focused on actionable knowledge. And I agree with you about that.
Yeah, it's funny because both my parents are teachers too. And I mean, like, again, it's hard for my dad to accept, but my mom's actually becoming pretty accepting of it, and she's actually supporting me a lot. She's kind of fed up in some ways, or she's tired of the way the educational system is, like SOLs and everything like that. And so, yeah, absolutely.
So theoretically, you could continue to do this workout approach because you're basically doing homeschooling, for lack of better terms. So you could, you have control. That's another wonderful thing about schooling from home, and you have total control on your schedule, which is the way life should be and really is. You know, the whole idea that you have to be in school from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. is more of allowing parents to go out and work, really, when you think about it. That's part of the industrialization process of the country. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I got a lot more questions for you. We're talking with Armistead Legg. You can visit his website. He's got a great website, and it's actually his name, but it's abbreviated. It's Army, A-R-M-I, Legg is spelled L-E-G-G-E.com. He's got a blog there. He's got his own podcast. You'll see it sprinkled with terms like superhuman. Where'd he get that from? We'll be right back.
I love her so bad, but she treats me like a...
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to SuperhumanRadio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation, because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to a young superhuman. We're going to have an even younger superhuman on next hour, a 10-year-old. He's got his own workout DVD. Oh, man, I am so proud of these guys. I got to tell you the truth. We're talking with Armistead Leg right now. His website is armileg.com, armileg.com. Okay. I love this. So you train fasted. So do I. I re-embrace training fasted. I got to tell you, I'm getting stronger. I feel better, and I'm getting leaner. I did this for a year when I was in Arizona. I love training fasted. Tell me about your experience with training fasted.
Yeah, pretty much the same. It's actually, I first started doing it really without looking at much of the evidence behind it. Like, I hadn't really started poking around these websites, like, or like listening to your podcast yet. I just started doing it kind of by natural intuition. It's like, I don't like feeling full when I'm working out. I don't like that feeling. I always felt like my times were faster. I felt like I could push myself harder. I felt like my recovery was actually better. And I later learned that's probably because of a growth hormone release afterwards.
Right.
And I've actually, like, and for a while I thought, like, okay, I'm going to do this. I love it, but I probably won't be able to gain much muscle. But I've been gaining a lot of muscle actually recently. We're actually focusing a lot more on my strength training, just because I found that it really helps my triathlon performance. And it really just, the whole idea that, like, it's going to just erode your muscles or whatever, like, to a certain point, that's probably true. Like, if you're really trying to, like, just get as massive as possible.
It's not true. It's not true at all. As a matter of fact, I just re-aired a show on Friday. Alisa and I needed a day off. We work such long hours. And so this past Friday, there was no Casual Friday, as many of you may have noticed. And I re-aired the original show that I did with Dr. Stu Phillips from McMaster's University, that shows that the protein synthetic response of exercise still occurs even when training while fasted. And in my humble opinion, this is the seminal study to look at and once and for all eliminate this notion that it's catabolic. It's not. In fact, the body becomes more efficient at recycling amino acid pools. So this notion that working out while fasted is going to break down muscle to a greater degree than it builds it is a lie, and there is research to prove that.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want to say, that it's like catabolic, a net catabolic thing. I'm just saying, like, in the short term, like, and I'm also referring, because my training is different from, like, resistance training.
Right, right.
Like, I'll be doing, like an hour-long run, and that's a little different than, like, weight training and that kind of thing. So, like, I understand that it breaks down the short term, and, like, Art Devaney literally says, like, he eats his muscles. But the whole thing you have to remember is the anabolic rebound effect. Like, your muscles are actually, and I think they've actually found other studies where they've shown that the muscle, or the protein synthesis, I can never say that word, synthesis, after a fasted training session is greater than that occurs during
right.
a fed training session.
Right, and, that's actually, and that post-workout meal. Like, I trained this morning, and I just had 75 grams of whey protein, 15 grams of BCAAs, 10 grams of creatine. Bang. You know what? I am confident that that is all going to my muscles now, because insulin sensitivity is just going through the roof when you train fasted.
Yeah, and they've actually, there's some really cool studies showing that the protein synthesis actually stays elevated for a lot longer period of time too. And so it'll, I think it literally peaks like 48 hours after your workout.
Oh, well, I gotta combine something that I learned from Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale, and I believe that's true as long as you don't give yourself a high carbohydrate meal. I should rephrase that. A high insulin spiking carbohydrate meal within that window of time is, once you spike insulin, Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale has shown conclusively that you shut the anabolic window.
So you can really drag it out
if you combine those two approaches.
You're right, and insulin and growth hormone work, and they have an inverse relationship. So when insulin's high, growth hormone's low, and vice versa. And so if you just have, like, and that's again why, like, one of the reasons all my kind of triathlon buddies look at me like I'm crazy when I say I don't, like, eat my carbs and, like, in that 30-minute post-workout window or whatever.
Right.
And, yeah, and they're like, don't you need to, like, replenish glycogen? And it's like, well, eventually, but, like, studies have shown that's only beneficial if you're doing another intense workout session within 8 hours.
Right.
And you really can't do two, like, high-intensity, high-quality sessions in the same day anyway, so there's really just absolutely no point in doing it. Like, unless you're, like, racing the Tour de France where you need, like, every possible second.
But right. But even then, you're down, you're asleep for 8 hours. You can have a carbohydrate meal before bed, and a moderate carbohydrate meal, and top off glycogen and move on the next morning.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about you are a personal trainer, correct?
Yep.
Do you have a certificate with someone?
No. And that's why I don't technically, I just say I'm like a consultant. I don't really have, like, I'm not like certified to the American,
ISSA or any of those. Right. Are you planning on doing that someday?
I might. It kind of depends on the demand of my, clients. Like, if they start saying, like, well, like, I would listen to you, but, you know, like that kind of thing. But so far people have been like, oh, okay, you know what you're doing, I'll trust you. And so I might do that eventually, but it kind of depends. So we'll
I remember when I first started doing this show, I used to have people ask me, well, what are your credentials? And I remember when I first started doing this show, I used to cower. I used to get embarrassed. I'd say, well, I don't have any credentials. And then my friend Anthony Roberts once said to me, look, he goes, your knowledge, you're autodidactic. He says, all of your knowledge is in a specific area. Quite often you're going to know more about this stuff than some of these people who, like doctors who study a vast area. And I started thinking about it. And now when people say to me, well, you're not a doctor, I look at them and I say, exactly the reason why you should listen to me, because I'm not a doctor. I have not been compromised and co-opted by the medical orthodoxy. I am not going to fill your head with lies. I'm only going to tell you things that I know work. So
exactly,
you never have to be embarrassed about not being having a certificate, as long as you've done all the work yourself. You've done all the
work. Absolutely.
Yourself.
Yeah, I say, like, when people have asked me, like, well, like, you haven't even graduated from high school, so what the hell do you know about this stuff? And I go, I don't have credentials, but I have results. Like, it doesn't really matter. I don't care what a person's certificate is. I don't care how many years they spent in medical school. I care what they can do and what they know.
Now, I don't want to take anything away from personal trainers who are certified, but there are personal trainers out there who are certified that are listening to this right now, and they're about to shake their head up and down. You know, you have colleagues that have certificates that don't know what the hell they're doing. They're injuring clients. Their clients get poor results. So it's not about the certificate. It's about the person. And if they are certified and they know what they're doing and they get good results, that's the person you want to listen to. Not necessarily
Absolutely. Somebody
who, just because they have a certificate, you're taking their advice.
Spot on. I mean, and like what I was talking about when I went to the gym this morning, like, there are some good personal trainers there, but they're telling these, like, people who are trying to get in shape or trying to just, like, take care of their health, like these women, I'm not a sexist or anything, but, like, a lot of the times they're telling these very under-muscled women to, like, go over there and they're telling them to do, like bodybuilder exercises. Like, they're doing these little tricep extensions and stuff like that with these, like, 2-pound weights. And, like,
So what do you espouse? Okay, I like the term under-muscled women because I believe that most women are under-muscled, and this is why, as they age, this is not something that is necessarily something you're thinking about, but my generation is thinking about. Most women don't have enough muscle, to get into the later years of their lives without having to be institutionalized. That's going to be a problem, especially for my generation, because most of them who have saved money are going to be using that money for someone to change their diapers because they won't be able to get out of a chair on their own. But when you see an under-muscled woman, what would you recommend for her?
Well, first of all, I would obviously look at exactly like where she is and to establish a baseline. Like, if everyone's going to have different issues. And one of the first things I think is very important is to establish mobility. And I've talked with Kelly Starrett from Mobility Wad about this kind of stuff, and it's just critical to understand proper technique to allow your body to move in an efficient manner. And then I would really start looking at exactly like what their kind of strength threshold is, and I would push them. Like, it wouldn't be like walking around with like jogging with 2 pound weights. It would be doing like 5x5 with like 80% of the one rep max.
Right. Squats, deadlifts.
If you want to put muscle on, you have to actually stress the muscle. And like, I remember talking to this one woman. She said like she was a yoga instructor, I think. And I was telling her like, you're gonna have to, you know, do some weight training. She's like, oh no, I'll just do more yoga. It's like, no, like, yoga's great, but it's not going to provide any kind of stimulus for muscle growth either.
Elisa lifts very heavy for a woman, and she really lifts heavier than some male friends that we have. And she not too long ago had a bone mineral density test done, and her spine was off the charts. The doctor was, like, so impressed. And why is that? It's because she squats. Squatting is more effective than hormone replacement therapy when it comes to bone mineral uptake in women for their hips.
Absolutely.
But women don't get it for some reason. Women always have that same, well, I'm afraid to become too muscular. And it's really never going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. How long have you been how long have you had your blog?
That's actually funny. I've only been blogging for probably 7 months. I've always loved writing. But I really only got into the online kind of scene for about 7 months. I've been, like, training kind of people locally and that kind of for a while before that. Only about since probably December or so.
You know, I want to talk about your radio show. We have to take a quick commercial break. And I also want to talk about something else when we come back. Obviously, you're not in a regular high school, so you're not being exposed to your peers. But it's going to be interesting. I want to hear some things about your friends. We're talking with Armistead Legg. His website is armyleg.com, armilegge.com. He's 16-year-old, and he embodies the superhuman qualities that we look for on this show. Check out his website. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance, and it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones. hormones and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, no, we just went that way. No, we just went that way. No, we just went that way. There it go. She's crazy
like. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Armistead Legg. Army, you have a podcast now too.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, it kind of came out of just listening to other people's podcasts, like yours and the Healthy Skeptic podcast, and there's another one I called the Ben Greenfield Fitness podcast, and I just started really seeing how more effective audio is for reaching people. Like, I love writing, and I think writing is just a tremendously powerful thing, but when you're really talking about the power of somebody's voice, it's a lot easier to transport information and a lot more efficient. And so I figured if I wanted to reach more people and kind of get this stuff out there, that I should probably start a podcast and start talking about it. And I also really wanted to learn, like, and be able to talk to a lot of these people and experts like yourself and the people I just mentioned.
That's why I started doing it, because I wanted to talk to these people, but I just couldn't call them up and go, hey, my name is Carl, I've got some questions for you. But if I told them I had a radio show, they would let me interview them, and I'd get all the questions answered.
Yeah, and it's mutually beneficial, too. It lets them get their message out, and it helps everyone. And so, absolutely, yeah, and really just gets
now,
it across and shares it with other people.
What's the name of your radio show?
Superhero Health.
And yep. Is there any chance that you called it Superhero Health because of Superhuman Radio?
No, actually, I did not copy you. It was actually kind of funny because when I was first putting the feed into iTunes, and I was looking around, and I searched it just to make sure it was showing up, and I saw Superhuman Radio, and I was like, what the heck? I just wanted to make it, because I thought, it's like, oh, no, somebody else already took my name, but no, it's all good. And I've actually had that kind of whole superhero idea for a while.
Right.
And yeah, and like I had that probably, I don't know, like maybe 2 or 3 years ago when I was like, no, like, because I kept trying to describe like exactly what I was interested in to people. Like, well, so you train for triathlons. Oh, that's cool. Do you want to be like a professional triathlete? And it's like, well, sort of, yeah, but I'm also into this paleo thing. It's like, oh, you want to be like a nutrition expert? And it's like, well, yeah, sort of. And so I just kind of said, screw it. Like, man, I want to be a superhero.
Right.
Like, there I just want to be awesome.
I love it. Now, let's talk about some of the episodes you've done. Tell me about the one that you did, Is Overeating a Cure for Obesity? Tell me about that episode.
Yeah, that was with a guy named Matt Stone from 180degreehealth.com.
Right.
He's a very nice guy, and like, I contacted him a few months ago, and we started talking, and that's basically, we talked a lot about leptin and like ghrelin sensitivity and things like that.
Right.
And how overeating in the short term can actually be a possible treatment. Like, you obviously can't just massively overeat forever. Well, you probably could, actually, if you're eating the right stuff. And yeah. But, like, how massively overeating in a short term for an obese person can obviously upregulate leptin, which would help with their weight problems. I'm still, like, I'm not exactly sure I completely agree with it. Like, and I haven't done as much research on hearing.
But that's part of doing radio. You don't necessarily have to agree with everything. You just have to expose your listeners to the concept and let them decide.
Exactly. And like, I honestly probably shouldn't even say that I have much of an opinion on that, because most of my work isn't really focused precisely on like getting super obese people down to a certain weight. Right. And if it was, my goal wouldn't necessarily, I probably wouldn't take that approach. I would honestly just change the food quality first. It's like, get out grains, get out, like, that kind of processed dairy. Like, raw dairy is awesome. But, like, get out processed seed oils, stuff like that.
You live in Virginia, correct?
Yep.
Do you have access to raw dairy?
It's funny. I actually can run to a farm from my house. It's, like, 3.1 miles, 5K from my house. And, like, I haven't, like, it's illegal to buy raw milk, obviously, because apparently it's going to kill everybody. But if I sign up for a cow boarding program,
right,
I can get it.
Right. That's how I get it, too. I belong to part of a cow share program.
Right. I haven't signed up for that quite yet, just because I don't drink that much dairy. And so I really don't drink any right now, or just because it is kind of a pain. I'm not sure. Like, when my brother comes home, he really likes milk. And I'm just kind of converting him into more of this, like, paleo, like, holistic lifestyle.
Right.
And he's in military training right now, and so when he comes home, we might do that. But so far, I can literally, like, just bike down there, and I did last week. Like, I got on my bike with a backpack and loaded up with grass-fed meat, came home, and, yeah.
If you want to give raw dairy a try, but you don't drink milk, buy a couple quarts of cream, because the raw cream is high in IGF. It's very, very high. It's not high in protein, but it's high in healthy fats, contrary to what mainstream media would tell you. And if obviously grass-fed, it's high in conjugated linoleic acid. It's high in omega-3s. It's a very, very healthy thing. And if you're trying to increase your caloric density, I drank a quart of cream two or three times a week in a single day, sometimes in a single sitting. And it's approximately, let me think about this for a second. I want to say it's 96 grams of, no, it's more. It's 189 grams of fat, and it's, 28 grams of protein and no carbohydrate, virtually no. If it's really good cream, if they really let the cream sit and skimmed it from the top so that there's no milk in it, there's virtually no lactose in it whatsoever. It's a fantastic way to get your feet wet, so to speak, in raw dairy, without having to drink gobs and gobs of milk. I mean, you can get a lot of benefits from just a quart. You could drink a quart in two or three days. It's gone.
Right. And the other thing, I will say that I have, eaten some grass-fed butter from, like, Kerrygold in the past. I've had, I've ordered some products from, Organic Pastures, which is really good.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm not against milk. It's just, like, I'm just not, like, crazy about dairy anyway, but you're absolutely right. Like, cream and this kind of thing, it's very different from...
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah.
So, now, what upcoming shows do you have, Army? What are you planning? What shows are you planning?
Well, I don't want to give away too much. I do kind of like to hold a little suspense. And,
sure.
But one of the show I'm actually airing this Wednesday is going to be a lot on hormesis, which I think is something, like, even I wasn't that well-versed on it for a while. But I have an interview with a guy who's just an absolute expert on everything with hormesis. We talk about how hormesis can be used to enhance athletic performance, lose weight, even, like, improve your psychological function and your ability, like, your kind of resilience,
right.
Mental resilience.
Right.
So, yeah, and then I have some really cool ones about anti-aging, because I know I'm only 16, but, like, I hate aging. I hate the idea of getting old. And so I'm very interested in that kind of stuff, but I've actually got an interview in late September that I think is going to be awesome with this guy who is just an absolute expert in everything to do with telomeres, and he is one of the foremost researchers working on drugs that upregulate telomerase, which obviously would, in some ways, almost cure aging, or at least prolong
actually,
life
actually
far
it, does, it does. It does reverse aging. Dr. Michael Smith, who does this show, and I know you want to get in touch with him, and I'll work on getting him in touch with you.
Yeah.
He just did a show recently about a drug from Asia that...
Heparin, yeah.
Yeah, and that increases telomerase, and it actually reversed cellular senescence. which basically means that it reversed aging. Now, I am a big proponent of astragalus for that reason. I take about 5 to 6 grams of astragalus myself every single day. Now, I just started again. I did it for a couple years, and then I stopped for about 18 months when I was in Phoenix, and I just started doing that. That's another way to dramatically increase telomeres as well. So
yeah, I've heard astragalus. Yeah, I've heard astragalus works really well, especially with the white blood cells for their telomeres.
Yes, they've done some research with AIDS patients now, and there's definitely it increases the immune system as well. Apparently, so that's very, very. So you have an interest in anti-aging. That's intriguing to me because you're only 16.
Yeah. I don't know, like, it's not that I hate old people or anything, it's just, you know, but I just don't like the idea of aging. Like, I hate that idea. I hate the idea that our lives, like, just stop. And I can't stand the thought of, like, I don't know, the idea that my cells are just eventually going to run out. And so, and I just think it's, like, crazy cool. I mean, like, the idea that we could actually keep an organism alive longer than it normally would be, I think it's just amazing. And so, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's just great.
Listen, we're coming to the end of the interview. I want to thank you, first of all, for doing the show. Number two, yes, I am going to do your show as well. For those people out there who listen, Army is going to interview me on his show very shortly. And I think from some early discussions that Armistead may end up having his show airing on the Superhuman Network sometime in the near future. We're going to be talking about an opportunity to work together. I'm really intrigued with Army. His message is very similar to the message of the show, but he has a different perspective being 16-year-old than I do. So hopefully we're going to be doing some things together. Isn't that right?
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure. And let your dad listen to this interview, okay?
Yeah, I'll try and get him.
Okay. All right. Listen, we'll have you back on soon. We'll be talking. Please visit his website. It's armillegge.com. Check him out. Show him the support. Show him the love of the Superhuman Radio family. Army, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Cool. Thank you, Carl.
All right, thank you. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have an even younger superhuman on the show, CJ Center. This kid is amazing. I've seen pictures of him. I wish I looked like him. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an
apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the isolator. The isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The isolator, the only way to train.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. So we talked to a 16-year-old superhuman, and now we're raising the stakes. We're going to talk to a 10-year-old named CJ Center, who embodies all of the qualities that we talk about on this show, about being superhuman, and his dad, Carlos. How you doing, CJ?
I'm doing good. What about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you, Carlos? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Boy, he's got a lot of spunk in his voice, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, okay. Well, CJ, I got to tell you, I am so impressed with you that I had to have you on the show. Because in a day and age where childhood obesity is the norm, you have actually gone in the total other direction. And you have a completely ripped and muscular physique, obviously very appropriate for a 10-year-old. And I have to ask you, the first question I have to ask you is, what made you love physical fitness so much?
Excuse me, what was the answer? I didn't hear you.
I said, what made you love physical fitness so much? Why do you love to exercise?
Oh, I love to exercise so much because I want to stay fit and healthy to live a long, happy life.
Wow, that is impressive. At your young age, you've already gotten that message. Now, tell me a little bit about yourself. What sports do you play?
I play football, basketball, baseball, and I run track.
Wow, you're a busy guy. Now, is it not true that you got into this whole thing because the coach, your football coach, told you guys to go home and do sit-ups one day?
Yes.
And how many sit-ups did you do that day?
I did about 120 sit-ups that day.
Wow. I don't know if I could do 120 sit-ups, CJ. And now, do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have one brother and one sister.
Okay. Do they like to exercise like you as well?
Yes, they love to exercise with me. And they like to exercise by themselves, too, so they can stay fit.
Then what kind of games do you guys play together to keep physically fit?
We play basketball. We play hide and go seek. We run with the dogs.
Tell me about when you throw the football and somebody misses the ball. What do you got to do?
Well, when you're throwing the football and you miss the ball, you just got to do it again.
Oh, but Carlos, correct me if I'm wrong. I thought I read in that one article that you initiated a technique.
No, he's talking about the games that you play with your family, CJ.
Oh. If you miss the football, you have to do 25 push-ups.
Oh, man. That's an incentive not to miss the ball, isn't it? That's pretty cool. Now, who started that idea?
Actually, I started that idea because my wife, she loves to come out and play with us when we're playing football.
Right.
And she's always running out the door, wanting to play, and then she's always dropping the ball. So we were just like, all right, If you drop the ball, 25 push-ups.
Oh, Carlos,
man. And it just started off as a fun game, and we've been playing it ever since.
But you know what? That's an amazing. Now, Carlos, I got to ask you a question. CJ, I want to ask your dad a couple questions real quick. Carlos,
okay.
Did you serve any time in the military?
No, sir.
Because that's kind of a military technique. You know, when you do something, they want you to do push-ups. I think it's a very, very good technique, by the way. What made you, as a father, you've obviously had great influence on your children's desire to be healthy. There's no doubt in my mind that starts in the home. Tell me about yourself, Carlos. Do you train? Do you exercise regularly?
Actually, I don't exercise regularly. I've just started exercising approximately around 3 weeks ago. I've always coached Little League sports. And every year we see the kids coming back more and more out of shape. And we just try to stay active, keep the kids busy, just having fun. And it's just really not a real background. CJ just took over exercising like we never seen no other kid do before.
Really? I mean, he obviously loves it. They say that exercise, which I'm a big proponent of, releases beta endorphins, which make you feel good. Make you
right.
feel good.
I can agree with you on that, because one time he had injured his knee in football.
Right.
And we had him sitting still for a couple of weeks. And we'll walk past his room, we'll see him in there stretching or trying to do some type of exercise. We'll be like, no, CJ, you cannot exercise. And he was like, it just makes me feel better when I exercise.
Look at that. Isn't that amazing? I mean, he already made that connection. That's a wonderful thing. This is a fantastic gift that he has, a fantastic gift. Okay, tell me about the way you like to eat. What kind of foods do you like, CJ?
Well, I don't really eat a lot of junk food, but I like to eat fruits and vegetables like oranges and vegetables, green beans, and all that.
Do you like steak?
Steak?
Yes, steak.
Yes, I like steak, but I try not to eat it a lot.
What about chicken? You like chicken?
Yes.
Like chicken breasts, grilled chicken breasts, that sort of stuff?
Yes, I like that kind of stuff, but I try not to eat it a lot.
No, so you like to eat a lot of vegetables? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Carlos, that's another thing that we see in the culture today in the United States with childhood obesity on the rise. Everybody acts like as though they can't understand where childhood obesity is coming from. But quite often, when you see an obese child, it's very easy to predict that they have at least moderately obese parents and some bad eating habits inside the home. How is your home structure different? Do you focus, especially since you coach Little League, do you focus on healthier foods in the house?
Yes, our main focus is really not just eating a lot of healthier foods. Our main focus is to stay away from eating a lot of fast food. Pretty much, we bake a lot of stuff around here just by nature. We never really eat a lot of fried foods.
Good.
But we really don't have a specific diet that we follow. We just try to stay active. And once again, I tell you, CJ, he's different from a lot of kids. From day one, he's never really liked eating a lot of candy.
Really? Even before this whole exercise thing came around?
Way before it. It's amazing. He can walk into a store, and which my daughter, she'll be trying to get the first thing she see off the shelf, and CJ would be like, I don't want anything.
Wow. That's an amazing level of discipline for a young guy at 10 years old. That's amazing. You know what, CJ, if we could just bottle your spirit and give it to all the other kids in America, we could actually save a lot of children and save this country a lot of money in health care in the next 15 and 20 years. It's amazing. All right, look what we have to do. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got lots of questions for CJ Center and his dad, Carlos Center. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know what it is when it is when we do what we do.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody about Orbit Nutrition's daily specials. Go to orbitnutrition.com and click the daily specials link. They're always blowing stuff out. My guest this hour is CJ Center. We've got his dad, Carlos Center, on the phone with us as well. CJ is 10 years old. He embodies all of the characteristics of a true superhuman. At the young age of 10 years old, he gets it. He understands that the link to aging well and staying healthy is exercise and eating healthy. At the young age of 10 years old, he got this message. That's amazing to me. I wish I could understand what CJ knows so that we can teach the rest of the kids in this country, because we could save a lot of lives and save a lot of money if more people thought like CJ. Okay, CJ, I have a question for you. Do you have friends or family members that ask you questions about exercise?
Yes, I have a lot of friends and family members that ask about the proper way to do a push-up and a crunch
now,
and a lot of different stuff.
Now, isn't it true that you've actually come up with three exercises of your own now?
Is this true? The three exercises that I came up with is the shredder, the power jack, and the fighter.
Now, tell me what the shredder is.
The shredder, it consists of three moves. You go down onto a push-up position, and then you jump back up, and you jump into the air as high as you can.
Wow. So it's not only a push-up, but it's a plyometric movement. Okay, what is the fighter?
The fighter, you're going to put your hands in front of your face like a boxer, spread your legs shoulder width apart, then punch left, then right by twisting your body with each punch.
Very cool. So that gets your torso involved. That's a core movement. Okay. And what's the other exercise called?
The power jack.
And what is that?
The power jack, you're going to put your hands and feet together. And then you're going to do a little jump by spreading your legs. put a little bend in your knees, then bend your elbows and bring your fist towards your chest. Then you jump back up and you put it together.
Wow, very cool. Now, what made you come up with these exercises on your own? There's obviously so many different exercises out there. Why did you want to come up with your own exercises, CJ?
The reason I want to come up with my own exercises is because to learn new ones. So, like, learn new ones that are harder.
Ah, so you want to keep pushing yourself harder and harder.
Yes.
So you get better results, right?
You're right.
That's fantastic. Carlos, I got to believe that while many of us who are enlightened embrace CJ and embrace what you have done, and I say this again, I know you're not a stage dad. You're not pushing him at all because you have other children, and they're not embracing fitness and exercise the way CJ is, correct?
No, I've never seen a kid do a lot of the things he does. He's just got a strong concentration towards anything that he does, and he has lots of willpower, and he doesn't like to finish anything until he masters it.
Well, and also we can obviously extrapolate here that you're not like an ex-bodybuilder trying to live out your dream through your son. Your own admission, you just started exercising yourself, right?
Just started. Actually, he influenced me because I see him doing it, and I've been trying to do a little walking just to get myself up where I can get to a steady jog at a steady pace, but
okay.
Just watching him do the things he do just amazes me.
Okay, so clearly you're not influencing him. You're not a stage dad. But I got to believe that while many of us are embracing what CJ is doing, there must be people out there who are suspicious or not necessarily saying positive things. Are you getting any of that at all from your end?
Actually, we see a couple of negative things on the internet. But other than that, anyone that knows us as a family knows the truth and know that we're not pushing him to do anything except bring home A's and B's.
Ah, I love that. That's wonderful. I heard that you have some pets, CJ. Is that true?
Yes, I have 5 dogs.
Oh, my goodness. Now, do you include the dogs in your exercise ever?
Definitely. Play fetch with them. I wrestle with them. I do a lot of things with my dogs.
CJ, do you want to grow up to be a professional athlete, you think?
Yes, I want to be a professional football player.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. I have a strong feeling, and I don't think that I'm the only one who recognizes this, CJ, but I have a strong feeling that there's great things in your future, whether it's in professional sports or from the standpoint of becoming a guru that helps people get healthy and fit. That's a lot of fun, too. Now, what about, now you have, how many dogs? You said 5 dogs you have?
5 dogs.
Are they big dogs or little dogs?
Big dogs.
And so you like to wrestle with the dogs. Do you usually win when you wrestle with the dogs?
Sometimes.
Just sometimes, huh? What's your? I heard that you and I have something in common. You like the Sweet Life with Zach and Cody, right?
Right.
I like it too, but you like the new version, Sweet Life on Deck, where they live on a cruise ship.
Yes, it's a very good show to watch. It's interesting.
I used to like to watch The Sweet Life with Zach and Cody with my youngest daughter, Sydney, but now she's too old for that, so she doesn't want to sit around and watch TV with her dad anymore. Now, you have a DVD out. Is that correct, CJ?
It's correct.
So who do you want to see this DVD? You want the young kids out there that need the help or the older people like me that need the help?
Well, really both, but mainly the young kids, so they can have a better educated life when they grow up.
And tell me about your DVD. Does it show all the different exercises you do?
Yes, it shows all the exercises I do.
Does it also show examples of the shredder, the power jack, and the fighter?
Yes.
That's very cool. How long, Carlos, how long has the DVD been available now?
It's been available now for about 2 months.
What is the response you're getting?
We're getting a... Actually, we've just really been out in our city, and within the last week and a half, we've been getting a great national response.
Yeah, I got to believe.
We're getting tons of positive letters from people saying that the video is changing their kids' lives, their expectations toward exercise, and they're enjoying doing it because it's a kid coaching them along instead of an adult.
Yes, because they'll take advice from a kid faster than they'll take it from an adult. Did you happen
you're
to?
Exactly right.
I actually talked about CJ on a show last week. Did Amanda let you know about that?
No, she did not.
I said that if Michelle Obama wants to do something really good for the kids, she needs to get out of the way and let CJ do it. I think that Michelle Obama should embrace CJ and bring him up to the White House and have him the way. President Bush Sr. nominated Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, remember they gave him that health and fitness post years ago where he
yes,
was.
Yes, I do.
Okay, I think that they should do the same thing with CJ. They should take him up to the White House and nominate him the official children's guide for health and nutrition, and let CJ show the kids how to be healthy, because they'll take. See, look, I remember what it was like to be a 9-10-year-old obese child, because I was. That's where I came from. And I didn't want to hear an adult telling me you need to lose weight. But you take advice from your peers. Let's face it, your peers are the ones that can hurt you the most. They can also help you the most. I think we need to get CJ up there let Michelle Obama nominate him the czar of children's health, and let him show the country, the kids in the country, how to be healthy.
And you know what?
Wow.
I can agree with you with that, because the way I run my football practices, all right, if I run them and I'm giving the kids the exercises and everything to do, when they say, all right, give me two laps, they'll give me two laps with not a friendly gesture on their face. They're
right.
Like, oh, coach.
Right.
But if I assign four captains to run my football practices during the exercises, and one of the captains, which is one of their peers, say, all right, guys, we got two laps, fall out. They fall out with smiles on their face.
Right, right.
I really would agree with you on that one.
And I'll tell you what else, too. I mean, there's a lot of young kids out there who are trapped by poor dietary habits and lack of exercise look, kids don't want to be poked fun of. Kids don't want to be fat. They don't want their friends poking fun at them. They don't want to feel bad about themselves. We don't want to as children. So somebody would look at CJ, if they're 10, 11, 12 years old, and they'd say, I want to look like CJ. I can look like CJ. I just have to do what CJ does. So
right.
I hope that somebody can get to Michelle Obama and play this part of the interview.
I'm pretty sure in the future we'll all end up working together, because it's a big epidemic. It's a major problem here in the U.S., and I think it's going to take us as a whole family to come together and everybody work on the same issue at the same time.
Yeah, no doubt. I think CJ can have an amazing, a profound effect on childhood obesity. They will look up to him. The kids would look up to him. They'll take his advice, and he could actually change things, much more so than some doctor getting on Dr. Oz talking about childhood obesity.
Yes.
Or some adult. Yeah.
Because they're seeing it, but they're not hearing it.
Right,
and with the kid amongst their peers, it's gonna make a tremendous difference, because some of the emails that we're getting from people that's already gotten the video and the way the kids are responding to it, it makes you just feel so good to be able to be a real part helping the solution of trying to cure childhood obesity.
Where can people get, before we take this next commercial break, where can people get the DVD from, Carlos?
From www.workoutkid.com or Amazon.
Workoutkid.com. I love that. Is that what they call you, CJ, the workout kid?
Yes, they do.
You like that?
I like it.
I like it, too. And you got a great physique, CJ. Your abs are ripped. I mean,
thank
my. You know what? And I'll tell you something, and I bet you I know what some of the negative comments were on the internet. One of them was, I showed somebody in the office a picture of CJ, and they were so astonished that they couldn't believe it. So, you know, when you don't believe something, Carlos, you start looking for what it could be. And they said, well, wait a minute. It looks like that kid's face was put on top of that body. Because, you know what I mean? And I says, no, it's the angle of the lighting. It's the angle of the photo. I says, no, look up. So we ended up blowing the picture up, and I showed him. I says, look, you can see this is one continuous picture. There's no splicing in here. So that's,
no.
I gotta be, people don't believe things that they can't understand. So,
and you know, one of the biggest issues, this one of my biggest concerns.
What?
They think that he takes supplements and they think that he lifts weights. He's never touched a weight. He's never took no supplements in his life.
I know what you're talking about. That's the other thing that, and I got to tell you something. More professional athletes are slanted and slammed by the media. When a professional athlete does something wonderful, the media always goes to performance-enhancing supplements and performance-enhancing drugs. And what people need to understand is you can take all the supplements and drugs in the world. If you don't do the hard work and eat right, nothing happens. And this idea that somebody can just take supplements and look like that is nonsense. This shows a great degree. I'll tell you what. This shows the maturity and dedication of someone much older than CJ. Now, how he got it, that's the thing that I wish I could understand, because we could save the world if we could figure out how to make people think the way CJ thinks. You know? But
to be honest with you, this kid amazes me on a daily mission.
Yeah.
He amazes me every day.
Well, you got to be very proud of him.
I'm very proud.
Let's do this.
Support him all the way.
Let's take a quick commercial break. I got a lot of questions for you, CJ, so sit tight. We're going to come right back after this. We're going to pick it up with CJ Center and his dad, Carlos Center. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. CJ is a superhuman. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've had 2 superhumans on this show today. Earlier in the show, we had Armistead Legg, a 16-year-old with his own podcast about health and fitness and anti-aging. Sounds like a younger version of me. And now we're talking to CJ Center, a 10-year-old with his own workout DVD. This is wonderful. We need to embrace this sort of stuff because this is contrary to the norm. We need more kids to understand the message about physical culture being the answer to staying healthy. CJ's generation can be unburdened by healthcare costs if more kids think the way CJ thinks. You won't need healthcare. No one will get sick. We know this already. It just takes exercise and proper nutrition. It's the reason the country is in trouble. And it can be turned around. So we have to embrace these young people. And we have to say, look, these are models we need to follow. We have to have our children follow them. Okay. I really like what you're doing, CJ. I got to tell you. So I have some questions for you that may be a little bit different. I want you to take your time and think about them and answer them, okay? Because I want to understand how you think, CJ, so that more kids out there can understand how to get like you. You know when you're doing push-ups, CJ, and the muscles start to burn?
Yes.
What makes you keep going? What makes you keep going and driving on to do more and more push-ups? What are you thinking when most kids are probably going to think, oh, that hurts, I got to stop? What is CJ Center thinking?
I think like when it's burning and I'm trying to do more.
Yeah.
I think that I'm like getting fit and healthy and living a long life. So
in other words, when you feel those feelings that most people would call pain and they would stop, you see it as you're achieving your goal.
Right, because I want to be a professional football player, and professional football players, they work hard every day.
That's right. Now, Carlos, you see the magic in what he just said?
Yes.
Have you had this discussion with him before?
Sometimes I think CJ has been born before.
Yeah, you know what? I believe in that. He has a very, very old soul, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
You know, most kids, when they have to do laps or do anything, you know, they start feeling fatigued, they start whining, they want to stop. But a professional athlete embraces that feeling and says, okay, now the work begins. Now I'm reaching my goal. So they embrace the pain, they embrace the soreness, they embrace the fatigue. CJ already gets that message at the young age of 10.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is amazing. So tell me about your friends and family members when they see CJ. Do you have relatives that say, honey, don't push too hard, you're getting too thin, and all that sort of stuff?
Actually, ever since CJ's been born, a lot of my family members have just been saying there's something special about the kid. A lot of the older family members in our family.
Really?
And even the younger generation, everybody seems to just look up to him. He's been crawling out of his baby bed since he was around 6 to 7 months old. And we could walk in his room, and when he was around 7 months, he'd be holding himself up over the baby bed just with his whole body be off the ground, holding himself up with his arms.
Wow.
And we used to call him Bam Bam.
Ah, yeah, right. Remember Bam Bam from Fred Flintstone, how strong he was. CJ, you and I have something else in common besides the sweet life with Zach and Cody. I used to get out of the crib when I was about 7 months old, and my mother tells this story so well, and she says that I'd be on the floor crawling, and she'd bring me and put me back in the crib and say, show me how you did that, and I'd show how I would lift myself up and put my body on the railing and roll over the railing. So I know what you're talking about now. That's amazing. So now you say that a lot of the people in the family look up to him. They said there's something special about him. Does it go beyond athletics for him, Carlos? How is he in school? Is he a very, very good student?
He's an excellent student. Like I said, that is the main thing that we make sure that CJ has to do. He has to bring home good grades.
Otherwise, everything else goes by the wayside.
Exactly. And he is an excellent student. He's on the honor roll. He's been on the honor roll ever since he was in school. He's going to the fifth grade this year. Actually, he just started school back today.
Now, CJ, I got to ask you, CJ, do you approach studying in school the same way you do exercise? Do you have to be told to do your homework and told to study, or do you just go to it and do it?
No, right when I get home, I just go to it and do it so I can get my good grades and go to college.
Now, CJ, I got to ask you this question. Do you look up to your dad?
Excuse me, can you repeat the question?
Do you look up to your dad? Do you think your dad is the greatest guy in the world?
Yes, I look up to my dad, but I don't think he's the greatest guy in the world, though.
Why not?
Because there's, like, other people in the world that are, I don't really know how to explain it.
Okay, so I think I know what you mean. Your dad is a great guy, but you're saying that there are other people in the world that are doing great things too, right?
Right.
That's what you're trying to say. I understand what you mean. I got to believe he looks up to you, Carlos, because I have a funny feeling that he looks for your approval. Is that true? Does he look for your approval in life?
The funny thing about CJ... And I stress to my kids over and over, look up to me, but follow your dreams and follow yourself.
Right.
And I just want them to take their own direction and path in life, no matter what path it is, but just be the greatest at it. I pretty much encourage them to look up to themselves, because their selves is what's going to take them to the next level.
Right. Right. You can't carry them. They got to carry themselves. You're right.
Exactly.
Now, CJ, I heard something interesting, and I can't believe it's true, because I've never heard of a 10-year-old who doesn't like ice cream. You don't like ice cream? Is that true?
No, I don't like ice cream. It just tastes weird.
Okay, so what do you like? Do you like any cold, what do I want to call them, confectioners? Do you like popsicles, or do you like anything like that?
Yes, I like popsicles.
You do, but you don't like ice cream?
No.
That's amazing. Now, tell me what your favorite vegetable is in the whole world, CJ.
My favorite vegetable in the whole world is green beans.
Oh, yeah. I love green beans, too. I love Southern-style green beans when they put those little chunks of bacon in it. Mmm. I learned about that once I moved here to Louisville, Kentucky. I never had those when I lived up in New York. They're good. And is it true that your favorite place to go is to California?
Yes.
Why California, CJ?
Because California is a big place, and there's a lot of famous people there who I want to meet.
Yeah, I got a funny feeling that someday people are going to say, I want to go to California because CJ Center lives there, and I want to meet him. I got a funny feeling that that's going to happen probably around the time you turn 25 years old. But maybe I'm crazy. Let's see what happens. okay, so let's go ahead and plug the website again. It's called theworkoutkid.com. Is that right?
This is right.
And you can get the DVD there. Carlos, how much is the DVD?
The DVD is $19.99.
Okay.
It's volume one, stage one, and stage two. Stage one is a 40-minute exercise for beginners. Stage two is for more advanced after you've accomplished mastering the beginner's exercise.
And obviously adults could use this DVD, but the reality is the target for this is for parents to buy it for their children, right?
Exactly, but adults can use it as well. We're having great results with feedback from adults that bought it for themselves. And actually we have grandparents that bought it for their grandkids, and they have emailed us back and said they have to order another one for themselves.
You know what? I see this being a great gift for any child in your family. I really, really do. You know, buy them. You know, people are going out there and buying those Nintendo Wii Fit, you know, so that kids can work out at home. They're dropping $200 on a game and another $200 on the box itself for $400, and you stand there in front of the television jumping around. You know what? Get CJ's DVD for $19.95 and give that to your child and let them work out. And then if they can reach the goals they want, then buy something else for them. But start with that. Now, do you foresee, are you going to be doing another DVD, CJ?
Yes, I'm going to do another DVD, stage three and four.
Very cool. So you take people to the next level, in other words.
Yes.
Now, I got to ask you a couple questions, CJ, because I got to know this. How many push-ups can you do?
I can do 50 push-ups at one time.
Wow, that is impressive. And I'm talking about keeping your back real straight and going all the way down and all the way up, right? None of those cheating push-ups, right?
Right.
That's good. What other exercises do you love? What is your favorite exercise to do?
The shredder.
You like that shredder, don't you?
How many of those can you do at one after another?
Probably like 15.
Wow. I bet that takes a lot of energy to do, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. Are you fast? Can you run fast, CJ?
Yes, I run very fast.
Carlos, for the parents out there who have kids in sports, have you seen the changes in CJ's performance on a sports-specific basis as a result of his love for becoming fit?
Actually, I see a major different result from the result of him being fit, because when we every time that we go play another team and we play in one of the hardest competitions, one of the hardest leagues here in the Atlanta area, and he just stands out so much more than the average kid. Yeah. And I think it's all due to the way he exercises.
Well, I got to ask CJ this question. It just dawned on me. CJ, do you think that because your body is in such great fit shape and you look so good, do you feel like you have more confidence in yourself?
Well, not because I have a lot of confidence in myself, and it's not because my body's in great big shape. It's because I can believe that I'm going to score that touchdown, that I'm going to make that tackle, that this team is not going to score a touchdown, that like we're going to win.
So you feel that your confidence starts in your spirit, in your mind, and not a result of your body.
Right.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So that means, Carlos, that means that his physique is just a manifestation of his will.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's amazing. We have to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to ask you about some of your recent interviews. I heard that you did the George Lopez show. Is that true, CJ?
Well, I didn't do the George Lopez show, though. I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? But you are going to be doing Anderson Cooper, right?
I think so.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we wrap it up, we come back, we'll wrap it up with CJ Center. We're talking about his new DVD. He's a 10-year-old that embodies all the qualities of a superhuman. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it, and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with CJ Center, a 10-year-old physical culturist. I love it. He does only bodyweight exercises. You know what? That's how Charles Atlas got started. Do you know who Charles Atlas is, CJ?
Who?
Charles Atlas.
No.
He's an old-timer that used to be a bodybuilder kind of a guy, but he never lifted weights. He only did bodyweight exercises and something called dynamic tension. He built an amazing physique, never touching a weight. So for those people who are non-believers out there, I know it can be done. Now, what happened, Carlos, what happened with George Lopez? I thought CJ was supposed to do the George Lopez show.
We prepared for it. We did a phone interview like we're doing with you all right now. And they said that he didn't talk enough.
Oh, man. He's 10 years old. I mean, what did George want? For crying out loud. And we don't want CJ on the air because he talks a lot. We want him because he is the non-traditional, he is the antithesis of the average child today who doesn't get it about physical fitness and health and the linkage between the two. I mean, he's 10 years old. I don't get that one at all.
I have no idea. To me, he talks great to be 10.
You know what? Shame on George Lopez, and I'll tell you why, because he's had lots of health issues his entire life. You know, George really needed, and I don't know, I'm not going to speak on his health issues, but he's had a lot of health issues. He should embrace a 10-year-old like this and get him on the air so that other kids could see him, or at least the parents that watch the show can think, you know, let me buy my son, my daughter, that CD, that DVD. Maybe it'll help out. He missed the boat, in my opinion, CJ. He missed the boat. All right. Anyway, is it true that you guys are doing Anderson Cooper?
Yes, I think we're going to schedule Anderson Cooper here in the near future.
Good. What other interviews has CJ done so far?
He's done Fox News. He's done CNN. He's done the Atlanta and Company. He's been on the Monique Show.
Oh, cool.
He's been on CW69 here in Atlanta.
He's getting good exposure. There's no doubt about that, right?
Yes.
I hope.
And he was on Yahoo, front page of Yahoo.
Oh, that's very, very cool. Very, very cool. I you know what? I think that more people need to promote CJ. I mean, the country really needs to have CJ Center put out in the front and center, because the children of this country really need the message. We have a big problem. For the first time in the history of recorded history, children are dying from strokes. They're getting diabetes at 10 years old. Colon cancer is on the rise in children 12 years old and under. There is no mystery where this is coming from. It's coming from the lack of exercise combined with the junk food that people are eating today. You know, CJ is a model. He's the bastion of what kids should be doing with themselves. And I don't say that you have to train as hard as CJ does. Maybe you don't want to be a football player. Maybe you don't want to be a professional athlete. Fine. But you should absolutely be exercising and be physically fit now, because that is going to carry you through the rest of your life. And I'll say it again. I really think that if Michelle Obama wants to do something for the kids of this country, she needs to get behind CJ Center and get out of the way. So that's my point, and I weigh in.
Give the website again, Carlos.
www.workoutkid.com.
Workoutkid.com. I'm asking my listeners to go there, buy the
Or you can go on Amazon.
Okay. Is it cheaper on Amazon or is it the same price?
Same price.
Okay, so I got to believe Workout Kid is your website, right?
Exactly.
Okay, go to workoutkid.com first, and if you can't for whatever reason, go to Amazon and get his DVD. What's the name of the DVD, Carlos?
Workout Kid.
Workout Kid. Get it for the young people in your life. Help convert them to physical culturists now. CJ can do it for you. He understands. He embodies it. Let him do it. Carlos, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
CJ, I plan on having you on this show when I'm 99. Let's see, you'll be, well, I'm having you on this show again someday, okay, CJ?
Okay.
Okay. All right, thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so there you go. Yet another young physical culturist. Hopefully CJ will help change the world. I believe he can. Army Leg, thank you for being on the show earlier. Thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio today. We'll have another great show for you tomorrow. Tune in then.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.